weather outside is frightful, but the fire, it's so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for bobbing. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, season's greetings to one and all. I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to the International Happy Station Show's annual Christmas special. This year, we're pretty much going to do something that we started last year, and that is to bring not just some traditional Christmas songs that you know, but also some untraditional Christmas classics that you may not be familiar with. We're also going to bring to you two wonderful stories. One that we ran last year, but we had such an amount of people writing in wanting to hear it again, I thought we'd bring it again to you this year, as well as a new story. Well, not exactly a new story, it's been around for a number of years, and has been made into a cartoon and a feature film that starred Jim Carrey, and that is How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. All this and more on the International Happy Station Christmas Show.
It's Christmas time all over the world, and Christmas here at home. The church bells chime wherever we roam.
Sophia, Noel, Feliz Natal, Felicidades
to you. The snow is thick in most of the world, and children's eyes are wide as old Saint Nick gets ready to ride.
So Feliz Navidad, fashion very cheap, and Happy New Year
to you. Though the customs may change and the language is strange, this appeal we feel is real in Holland or Hong Kong. It's Christmas time all over the world, and places near and far. And so, my friends, wherever you are, which means a very merry Christmas to you.
Oh, the customs may change, and the language is strange. This appeal we feel is real in Holland or Hong.
Yes, it's Christmas time all over the world, in places near and far. And so, my friends, wherever you are,
Africa, my napkin,
that's right,
which
means a very merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, everybody!
The wonderful Sammy Davis Jr. beginning our Christmas show with a song that was suggested by a number of you, including Greg Kane in the United States. The song is called It's Christmas Time All Over the World, and it certainly is. A number of people asked me last year, as well as quite recently, what is Christmas like in Asia? Well, here in Taipei, if you walk around the main city center, as well as in the area where PCJ is located, you will find Christmas trees, Christmas decorations, Christmas specials in the shops, as well as some traditional Christmas dishes and delicacies. Like, for example, fruitcake. Everybody loves fruitcake. Well, not exactly everybody. I have to be honest, it's not one of my favorite things. But one of my favorite things, though, is a seasonal cake. And it's called Stollen, which is actually from Germany. You can actually buy Stollen here in Taipei at a number of the international bakeries. And people love it here because it is incredibly sweet. And the Taiwanese have a very big sweet tooth. So it suits them rather well. And I love it myself. But I have to admit, if I eat too much of it, I will gain a few pounds or a few kilos that I probably won't lose after the holiday season. As I said at the beginning of the program, some of the music that we'll play today is familiar and unfamiliar. Now, this is a song that is familiar with many of you. It is called Vive le Vent. Now, many of you right now are going, I've never heard of a song called Vive le Vent. Well, that is the classic song, Jingle Bells, but in French. Here it is performed by Quebec singer Jeanette Renaud.
Sur le long chemin, tout blanc de neige blanche, un vieux monsieur s'avance avec sa canne dans la main, et tout là-haut le vent qui siffle dans les branches, lui souffle la romance qu'il chantait petit enfant. Vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver, qui s'en va sifflant, soufflant dans les grands sapins verts. Oh, vive le temps, vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver, boule de neige, jour de l'an et bonne année grand-mère. Joyeux, joyeux Noël, aux mille bougies, quand chantent vers le ciel les cloches de la nuit. Oh, vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver, qui rapporte aux vieux enfants leurs souvenirs d'hier. Monsieur descend vers le village, c'est l'heure où tout est sage et l'ombre danse au coin du feu. Mais dans chaque maison, il flotte un air de fête. Partout la table est prête et l'on entend la même chanson. Oh, vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver, qui s'en va sifflant, soufflant dans les gros sapins verts. Vive le temps, vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver, boule de neige, jour de l'an et bonne année grand-mère. Joyeux, joyeux Noël aux mille bougies, quand chantent vers le ciel les cloches de la nuit. Oh, vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver, boule de neige, jour de l'an et bonne année grand-mère.
Vive le vent, otherwise known as Jingle Bells in English, by Quebec singer Jeanette Renaud. Last year on our Christmas special, I was reading a number of short poems and stories. One story that did generate a tremendous amount of response was 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Many of you recently asked if we'll present it again, and guess what? We will. So here is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas with some help from my good buddy, Tom Meyer. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster to midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. When they met with an obstacle mount in the sky, up to the housetop the courses they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and Saint Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in fur from his head to his foot. His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of the pipe that he held in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a real jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. And laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh and to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the dawn of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it shines so your nose won't freeze. All the world is a snowball, see how it grows, that's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for a song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it shines so your nose won't freeze. Oh, all the world is your snowball, see how it grows, That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for this song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? This winter it's a marshmallow world. Marshmallow world.
Tom Meyer and Marshmallow World. You're listening to the International Happy Station, and this, of course, is our Christmas special. You can download this program if you'd like to hear it again. Our website is www.pcjmedia.com. We're now going to go to a part of the world that people don't think of if they hear Christmas. No, that's not in the middle of the desert. But it would be Australia. Now, if you say Christmas, people think, well, Scandinavia, New England, Northern Europe, Germany, Holland, Belgium. But Australia? No, not so much. But there is a Christmas song from Australia that has become a classic. It may not be well known in other parts of the world, but it is certainly well known down under, as they say. It's called Six White Boomers. Now, what is a boomer? Well, here's Rolf Harris to tell us all about it.
In Australia, Christmas comes in the middle of a very hot summer, so when Santa Claus delivers his presents, he's not taken round by reindeer because they can't stand the terrible heat. He's taken round by six big, white, old man kangaroos called the Six White Boomers. Early on one Christmas day, a joey kangaroo was far from home and lost in a great big zoo.
Mummy, where's my mummy? They've taken her away.
We'll help you find your mummy, son. Hop up on the sleigh.
So up beside the bag of toys, little Joey hopped. But they hadn't gone far when Santa stopped, unharnessed all the reindeer, and Joey wondered why. Then he heard a far off booming in the sky. Six white boomers, snow white boomers, racing Santa Claus through the blazing sun. Six white boomers, snow white boomers, on his Australian run. Pretty soon old Santa began to feel the heat, took his fur-lined boots off to cool his feet. Into one popped Joey, feeling quite okay, while those old man kangaroos kept pulling on the sleigh. Hey, six white boomers, snow white boomers, racing Santa Claus through the blazing sun. Six white boomers, snow white boomers, on his Australian run. Then Joey said to Santa,
Santa, what about the toys? Aren't you giving some to these girls and boys?
Well, they've all had their presents, sonny. We were here last night. This trip is an extra trip, Joey's special flight.
Six white boomers, snow white boomers, racing Santa Claus through the blazing sun. Six white boomers, snow white boomers, on his Australian run. Soon the sleigh was flashing past right over Marble Bar.
Slow down there,
cried Santa.
It can't be far. Hop up on my lap here, son, and have a look around.
There she is. That's Mummy bounding up and down.
Six white boomers, snow white boomers, racing Santa Claus through the blazing sun. Six white boomers, snow white boomers, on his Australian run. Well, that's the bestest Christmas treat that Joey ever had. Curled up in Mother's couch, feeling snug and glad. The last they saw was Santa heading northwards from the sun. The only year the boomers worked a double run. Six white boomers, snow white boomers, racing Santa Claus through the blazing sun. Six white boomers, snow white boomers, on his Australian run.
Rolf Harris with the Six White Boomers. going out especially to our Australian friends Luke Biddle, Yvonne Glewis, and my good buddy Frank Ifield. We now bring you our second Christmas story on this program. It's a story that many of you are familiar with. It's a very famous children's book that was turned into a cartoon that is run every year in the United States and in other countries. It's called How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask me why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be that his head wasn't screwed on quite right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve hating the Whos. Staring down from his cave with a soury, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a mistletoe wreath. And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas, it's practically here. Then he growled, with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming, I must find a way to keep Christmas from coming. For tomorrow, he knew, all those Who girls and boys would wake up bright and early, then rush for their toys, and then, oh, the noise, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, noise, noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down for a feast. They'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, feast, feast. They would start on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together, and Christmas bells would ring. They'd stand hand in hand, and those Whos down in Whoville would start singing. They'd sing, and they'd sing. They'd sing, sing, sing. And the more the Grinch thought of the Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 50 years I've put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how? And then he got an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderfully awful idea. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. Ouch! You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana. Yes, huh. With a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you for anything, including a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Well, given the choice between you two, To be perfectly honest, yes, I take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. There are three words that describe you the best, and they are as I quote. Are you ready? Here we go. Stink, stank, stunk. You're a rottener, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful thoughts. Your heart's a dead tomato, splotted with moldy spots, Mr. Grinch. Yes, well, your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Huh. Yeah, well, it's not really that bad. Mangled up with tangled knots. You nauseate me. Yes, you do. Mr. Grinch. With a nauseous super nosh. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. Oi. I know just what to do, the Grinch laughed in his throat. And he made a quick Santa Claus hat and coat. And he chuckled and chuckled, what a Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick. All I need is reindeer, the Grinch looked around. But as reindeer are scarce, there were none to be found. But did that stop the old Grinch? No. The Grinch simply said, well, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he called his dog Max. Then he took some red ribbon and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down towards the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. All their windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first house in the square, this is stop number one, the old Grinchy Claus hissed. Then he climbed up to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if old Saint Nick could do it, so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a moment or two. And then he stuck his head out from under the fireplace flue, where the little stew stockings all hung in a row. These stockings, he grinned, are the first thing to go. Then he slithered and he slunk, with a smile most unpleasant, all around the room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drumsticks, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn and plums. And then stuffed them into bags. Then the Grinch, very nimbly, stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney. Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned that icebox as quickly as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of Who hash. He stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. And now, grinned the Grinch, I'll stuff up the tree. And then the Grinch grabbed the tree, and he started to shove, when he heard the small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast, and he saw a small Who. little Cindy Lou Who, who was no more than 2. The Grinch had been caught by this little Who daughter, who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said, "Santa, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?" But you know, that Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick. "Why, my little tot," the fake Santa Claus lied, "there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here." And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her on her head and got her her drink and sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to her bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the only speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses. It was 12:15, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze, when he packed up his sleigh, packed up their presents, their ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel, and the trimmings, and the trappings. 3,000 feet up to the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode to the tip-top and dumped it. "Poo-poo to the Who's," the Grinchy Claus hummed. "They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open for a moment or two. Then all the Who's down in Whoville will cry, 'Boo-hoo-hoo.'" "That's a noise," grinned the Grinch. "I must simply hear." So he paused, and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, and then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why? This sounded merry. It couldn't be so. But it was merry, very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And then the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, he stood puzzled and puzzled. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled for 3 hours, till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't thought before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whistled. And he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, even carved the roast beast.
You better watch out, you better not cry. Don't pop, I'm telling you why.
I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's watching.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Look at that crazy red suit.
Curly head, claws, and cuddle and coo, and elephant guns and kitty cars too.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Ride, ride, red, ride. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa
is coming to town.
Santa.
Get rid of that frown, 'cause Santa Claus is coming to town. It's in the bag.
And that was our presentation of the classic Dr. Seuss story, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. In the 1960s, as I mentioned earlier, it was made into a very famous cartoon that has been shown around the world, and the original version was narrated by Boris Karloff. The song that we heard at the end was Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the incredible Ella Fitzgerald. If you've just tuned in, well, we're just past the midway point on this Happy Station Christmas special, bringing you some traditional music and untraditional music that you may or may have not heard before. One request that we have quite often for in the program is, one artist that we get requested for quite often on the program is Bert Klemfert. Here he is with a song called Holiday for Bells on the International Happy Station.
Thank you.
Bert Klemfert and his orchestra, a favorite here on the International Happy Station. Last year, when we were just about to record our Christmas special, we had a request from a woman by the name of Yanni Rubinstein. She is originally from the Netherlands, but has been living in Montreal, Canada now for the past 30 years. She said that before she moved to Canada, she spent a few years in Australia. And is there a song that we can play for her and her husband? Well, unfortunately, last year the song came in just after we had put the final touches on that show. But she did write me 2 weeks ago to remind me to squeeze it in this year's program. So going out to Yanni Rubinstein and her husband Bill, here's 10 Below, Chad and Peter Allen.
I knew that you were right for me. And then you said no hope, you liked it better being free. But that was till I held you tight. And now we'll be ever cold. You found a way to warm the night. It's in the low. Look at the snow, no drifting by. Touching the window. Touch of love, so much in love. I, we're starting to fly now, soaring on the mountainside, touching the sky now, we're on a magic mountain ride. I love the little things you do.
Chad and Peter Allen with 10 Below, going out to Yanni Rubinstein in Montreal, Canada, and her husband. Well, we still have time for one more piece of music. And this song I would like to dedicate to all of you who have contacted us recently and in the past year and have taken part in this program. Also to the many people working behind the scene to make this show possible. So, for all of you, right now, here's yours truly singing with members of the NHK Symphony Orchestra, recorded in Tokyo this past summer, with Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, the snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings his love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face the unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kids just knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in wonderland, walking in a winter wonderland.
Winter Wonderland, there performed by yours truly. Well, we've come to the end of this Christmas show. Once again, if you'd like to download this program or other Happy Station shows, please go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And click on Email Keith if you wish to send me an email. And don't be shy. Just go ahead and add me as one of your friends on Facebook. To spell my name, it's Keith, K-E-I-T-H, and my last name is Perron, that's P-E-R-R-O-N. And while you're on Facebook, do join up with the PCJ fan page. Now, before we end off, I would like to thank many, many people. Of course, there's Kevin Lee, our technician, and Johan Backer, our production assistant. I would also like to thank Colin Newell for the work that he helped us with here at PCJ this past year, Paulette McCory, and Tom Mayer. So, until next time, friends, this is Keith Perron saying Feliz Navidad, Joyeuse Fête, Merry Christmas, and Frohe Weihnachten. And to end off, we're going to take a listen to a classic song by two classic singers, Bing Crosby and David Bowie, with The Little Drummer Boy.
Come, they told me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, a newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our see the day of glory. See the day.
Child and your child too.
I
pretty thing, isn't it?
Happy holiday. Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you. Seeing old friends, oh, the fun of it all at holiday time, holiday time. Presents and goodies and everything fine at holiday time, holiday time. Happy holiday, oh, happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays.